Hello?
Hi, Katina. It's Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? I'm here with Adam.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi there. I'm doing great. It's been a long time since I spoke to you. So I believe we have to
Yes.
discuss the website.
Yes. So a few things. We were given a link on the website, and we had asked that they copy exactly the website that existed on Wix, and it still hasn't been copied, not even remotely properly. There's content that is missing, there's wrong pictures, there is formatting. Who is working on this? And do you guys have quality control?
Yes, of course, we do have that. But before I answer to your questions, let me really quickly pull up your website, okay?
Okay.
Just
I think
give
you
me
may
a
have to
moment.
log into Wix to pull it up, and the reason is that it disappeared from the internet.
Well, are you looking at the one that has been developed, the new one? That's what you're talking about?
I'm talking about the link that was provided to me. I guess that's the template link.
Yeah, the link, yeah.
Okay, just give me a quick moment, please. All right. Okay. So this is the first link that was sent to you, right?
No, this is the last link that was sent to us.
Okay.
I don't know which link you want us to be looking at.
Is there a new
Is there a new
link?
link?
No, I'm talking about the same link. Let me open that up. I'm so sorry, my system is taking longer than usual. I should have it up now. Okay, I got it opened up. All right. Now, what are you saying? You're saying that it hasn't been replicated as you instructed us to do so.
Correct,
That's
yes. Not even remotely. And some things are just like you can see with the naked eye, and I assume that a quality control person will be better than us in terms of seeing. But number one, we saw just some examples, a wrong picture for the team with some random people on it under the team section. On the header
I'm sorry.
section, you see there's one, some capital letters, some
So those are
small.
data, but like just from a process perspective, like where are we in terms of, do you have, Lisa, do you have access to the original Mardo
That's
Capital
what I was going to
website?
ask you for. Exactly. That's what I was going to ask you for. What's the original website?
So do you have the login to our Wix account?
No, actually, I don't. Can you give me the URL, the
Okay.
link?
Well, not really, because it disappeared actually from the internet. But that's a separate story because I think that there was an issue with the payment to Wix, so it's kind of, so we need to resuscitate it. However, there's a login that we've provided to Alex, to our Wix account.
I don't think I need the credentials. I guess I just need to see the website and then we can go through it
I know, but the
comparatively with the
like if
one.
you have the, okay.
Okay,
All right,
all right. I
so
understand what you mean. I see that when I try to open martocapital.com, it's taking me to wix.com. I guess that's the credentials you're talking about.
exactly. So
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, then I will get these credentials, but right now let's go over the revisions and changes or the errors that you find in the current link that was sent to you one by one. I'm looking at the one that we sent to you. Can you list
So,
those out to
no,
me?
so, yeah, but I think it would be easiest if we, once we have, are looking at the original Mardo Capital website, and
Okay.
then we, when we're looking at it side by side, right? Because
All
then,
right.
like, just going through it, there's just so many things, and we, so like we could be writing it all up, but that's going to be a very long list, right?
Of
So
course.
let's just, yeah.
I mean, Lisa, these are the type of things we expect you guys to get, and there will be one or two things when we review. And I don't know who is doing this work and who is checking it, but it's like far from done.
Yeah.
I apologize for that inconvenience. Let me get the credentials, log into that, let me evaluate this, and how about we schedule a call for maybe later down today or tomorrow?
Yep, that's fine. Yep, let us know.
Okay, that way I would be having everything in front of me and I will be able to, you know, track down the changes as well and, of course, answer to your questions and queries. So let me get the credentials. And then, Katina, I will drop you a text message to let you know that I'm ready and then maybe we can schedule a call according to your availability. All right?
I don't know. Just, Lisa, maybe you can – I'll get your contact info and I'll message you on WhatsApp, right? And let me be the point person, too.
Sounds good. No problem, Adam. You can reach out to me. Katina, have my number, my cell number, and the WhatsApp one as well. So just reach out to me. And
is the number or?
I'm sorry?
Is this the number or no?
This is the official number. This is the landline official number. My number is 224-744-7378. You got that?
Okay. 224-7378?
No. 224-244-7378.
Oh, I see. 224-244-7378. And what time zone are you on?
I'm in the Pacific time zone.
Okay, got it. Okay, very well. Very well. All right, good. Good. I will I'll text you in a second on WhatsApp now. So,
okay.
Okay,
that sounds good. Don't worry about it. I will look into this and we'll resolve this issue, okay?
Okay. Very well. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you out with at this point of time?
No, I think we're good.
Lisa, are you are you the project manager on all the projects we're working on?
Yes, but